And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters in sunny San Diego here right next to Fisherman's Landing, watching the Islander unload a great catch here at Fisherman's Landing. And we have Captain John Connor from the Islander here having a great show. I can't believe that hour is gone already. The show's flying by because it's November 1st and we're talking bluefin tuna.
This is so cool. Yeah, great timing. Such good fishing going on now.
Yeah, we heard Wooly talking about how good the fishing, bonita fishing is too, right?
Yeah, fishing is so good right now. And yeah, it's just it's a blast. And lots of great opportunities. And another great opportunity for you to give us a call in the second hour. We're having lots of fun talking fishing with John this morning. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. It's been a very busy morning. Not only are we talking about the Islander, some lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on a day and a half trip on board the Islander.
Wow.
What a killer prize.
So if there were space available and somebody won the trip, they could go tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that, huh?
Wow. Sounds good. In addition to that, you're also going to get that killer 2021 Bill Varnay CCA calendar. It's been a great morning. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And don't forget the text. Lots of great texts have come
really
through.
Good text.
Again, it's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Totally free download. It's a great tool. You can listen to all the archive shows. It's a great way to listen to the show if you didn't catch it on the weekend and you want to just listen on your drive home from work. Just fire up the app and you can listen to Let's Talk Hookup anytime you want on your time.
Yep, take it away. And you had an interesting follow-up on the lobster question.
I think we have like the coolest audience ever that's always like actively helping answer any questions. But this was sent to us from a gentleman, didn't include a name, but said, I just talked to a guy who came into my dive shop on Friday who was sighted at Catalina Island for having his tail off his lobster. He was planning on eating it within the hour on his boat. The wardens told him next time he better have his barbecue on and hot if he plans on having a lobster tail not attached to a lobster.
Wow. So if you have, if you do that, have it in a bucket next to the barbecue just before you put it on. Pull that tail off and put it on the barbecue, right? I guess that's the lesson there for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump to those jam-packed phones.
You got it, man. They're packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to John. We're going to start it off with Bruce. He's called us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Captain John, I know the bigger yellowtail usually caught like on a dropper loop because they're slow and they like to get it that way. What's the biggest one you've seen on surface iron?
We had a couple this summer that were close to 40 pounds. You know, one of the challenges at the banks out there when you fish a dropper loop is you almost instantly catch some type of bottom fish. So guys will go down with dropper loops, and within 2 seconds they're winding up, some type of rockfish off the bottom. So the live bait fishing out there, you know, just with a fly line bait and the surface iron seemed to be most effective. There were some days where they were really, really biting the surface iron really well. But fish up to 40 pounds.
That's
big
awesome.
Ones, really, really nice gray yellowtail.
What about those Guadalupe trips? I know that's not necessarily a place where you think about having big, giant bird schools and surface iron biters, but did you guys ever, see that big fish down there? I know you're not fishing, you know, obviously with the cages, but do you see that big fish around the boat, yellowtail and tuna and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. What we've seen the last, like, 5 years in the North Bay of Guadalupe, I've got video of it. It's insane. We'll get schools of that. Like straight 40 pound and bigger yellowtail around the boat, and you can hand feed them. I mean, you could just stick a scoop down there and scoop one up. You could touch them with your hands. And same thing with the yellowfin tuna.
40 pounds and bigger.
Oh, yeah, giant ones.
And
same thing with the yellowfin.
When you're on a shark trip, you can't fish.
You can't
fish.
You
can just hand feed them.
Yeah, I mean, last year I was tossing some raviolis over the side, and we had a school of 150 to 200 plus yellowfin tuna right next to the boat eating every single one.
And oh, my God.
We started filming them, and one of them came up and ate my dive master's GoPro right out of his hand.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, like you could free gaff a 200-pounder, no problem.
Oh my God. So cool.
Yeah, just from nobody fishing them.
Sure. They just know. Wild. They just know there's no hooks in the water, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
And I'm sure the bait gathers around the boat, because you're probably anchored in the same spot. I would assume. I mean, I don't know that, but I would assume you're in the same spot for a relative amount of time. So
bait gathers
up on you. You're just like a big floating kelp patty for 3 days. Like,
yeah, we would see some of the same. There was one yellowfin that had, might have been a gaff mark in his on his left side, and we saw him for 3 days.
That's so cool.
That's amazing. Cool. That's cool. Well, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is on the line. Good morning, Benny.
What's up, Benny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick. I know we have fantastic bonita fishing, fantastic tuna fishing, but you know me, I just stick to that bass fishing either on the coast or at San Clemente. Been really focusing on that calico fishing at San Clemente. Being November 1st, last month, I think I did 2 to 3 trips a week to San Clemente and take advantage of that non-traffic west end of Clemente and just hammering, you know, good-sized calicos, averaging 3 to 4 pounds, up to 8 pounds, surface iron. Weedless fishing has been just tremendous, you know, on the 7-inch kicker pickle kick, just been outstanding. And then there's a lot of that little yellowtail, that 5 to 10 pound stuff, that we're hooking too, and there's also that good brute stuff like that 25 to 30 pound stuff. So it's fantastic fishing at the island. I was just there 2 days ago, and water temp still up there in like 68 and a half.
Wow.
When the sun came out, it was at 70 when I left the island, and just great fall weather. I mean, just great fall weather.
How fast are you making it over the island in that sled you have?
Yeah, that Ranger powered by a Mercury Verado 300 is, we're getting there about an hour and 45,
oh,
you know. If I save fuel, it'll be 2 hours, but a couple of days coming home, it was record-breaking. I think it was like an hour and 20, doing like 40 knots.
Nice.
That was epic, yeah. It's nice. Kind of nice when you could actually have a beer on my back and not spill it all over yourself. So
that's sweet.
Just wanted to throw it in, and you know, we actually had Tommy P and Wayne from CCA out a few weeks ago, and we had, I think we had a 70 to 80 fish day.
Sweet.
You know, just
yeah. Tommy told me about that. Yeah.
Well, we're
going to have to get some of those cutwater canned cocktails on your coastal charter trips, just so you can have a nice cocktail on the way back, Benny.
Well, I tell you, the mules, that vodka mule is a coastal charter's favorite, and there's usually a few hiding in the corner at the end of the day. So love
awesome.
The cutwaters. The Palomas are delicious. But, hey, thanks again. You guys have a great show, and guys out there, don't, if you can't make a tuna trip, you know, there's some great bass fishing. You know, Wooly talked about it down at Dana. Get on a boat and go fishing. Fantastic weather and great fishing.
Hey, Benny, if somebody wants to fish with you with Coastal Charters, make a charter over to Clemente Island, do you still have availability in November?
November is filling up. The weekends are pretty much filling up, and you know, Mondays and Fridays seem to be a good time to go because the Navy has really opened up the island on the west end. But if they want to come, 310-779-0397. Reach me. You could DM me on Instagram at coastal_charters or fishcoastalcharters.com and go right to the website. Thanks,
Pete,
Ricky,
awesome.
John.
You want
to
go? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds like fun. Of course, you get to try all that Shimano gear, too. Benny has all the good stuff that Ricky and I don't even get to see, for sure. So thanks, Benny. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for the call this morning. Great to hear.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's November. I mean, that's just shows you how good our fishery is here in Southern California. So many different aspects of it. We just get so focused on tuna fishing. I mean, think about how good that Clemente's such a cool cool island, isn't it, John? You spent
a lot of time
over there, and I mean, when the Navy lets us play over there, it's really cool.
It is.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, a good text question here, and I think a good question here. This is Daniel in L.A. He's a CCA member. Thanks for doing that, Daniel, and doing your part. He says, tackle day. He's leaving on a Pacifica on Friday night and wants to know if there's any early tackle day deals.
I wish there was.
And then he has a follow-up question, too.
We don't. We do that out of respect to the manufacturers. We get basically the free pass to do some deals that we don't normally get to do and are not normally supposed to do.
Right.
And the way we get away with that is we have a fantastic relationship with our manufacturers, and we have a one-day sale that happens in person, on-site only, from when we open in the morning until we close, until 6 o'clock that evening, and that's it. So
Let's Talk Hookup goes on the air at 7 a.m. next Saturday, and it's game on the deals.
It is, and we would love to honor that. We wish we could do it as mail
actually,
order for
you open at 6, right?
Yeah, the store opens for the deals are on at
6 a.m.?
As soon as we, basically, everything that's inside the shop is available as soon as we open the doors at 6 o'clock, and then our outside booth starts when Let's Talk Hookup ends. So the official start of the sale on the outside is at 9 o'clock, but if you wanted to sneak in and get one of those reels on a killer discount on the inside, you can do that as soon as we open at 6 o'clock.
All right. But like the fluorocarbon and the hooks and everything?
All of that.
That's all inside or outside?
That's inside. That's all inside, available.
Okay.
Yeah. Buy two, get one free in any lure. All the hooks, buy two, get one free.
Cigar fluorocarbon?
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is. It's our single best sale of the year. We wish we could do it mail order. We wish we could do it a day early. It's just an agreement we have with the manufacturers. It's a one-day sale.
Be ready.
Yep. Be there.
All right. And then he had a follow-up question. Captain John, what's your guess that we'll have big bluefin fishing straight through to the spring? What do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I think how well we all stay on that fish depends on, people continuing to come out and keep going. Yeah, it seems like every year we start to lose the people before we lose the fish, or we get the weather and it gets tougher and tougher to go out west. But, I think it's really, really possible for sure.
I think that the possibility, like you say, of more boats being here and available for it are there. I mean, hopefully you guys will be back at the island, but, this is an example of, like, the Islanders here when you wouldn't normally be. And there's going to be some long trips that aren't going to be going down there that might get filled up with some 3 to 5 day type trips. And I think we have the potential of having more coverage than we normally do later in the season. So I wouldn't be the bit surprised to see it go and, I don't think that fish really goes too much of anywhere.
Let's hope it sticks around, right?
Yeah, totally. When you're catching it into December, like last year, when you're catching it into December and then you start catching it again in March, it probably was there for the 3 months you weren't fishing. But how many people are fishing in, January and February out to the west? I'm sure that fish was around. We just weren't there to be fishing for it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's find out what's going on with our saltwater guide, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen.
You got it. Hey, that's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, John. Thanks for having me on the show today. Hey, a couple of things were talked about here. I was just going to touch on, like, this fishing thing. The last 5 years, we run out, like John said, we run out of people way before we run out of fish. The time change now, and it gets dark. It's going to start getting dark at 5 o'clock, and it doesn't get light till 7 in the morning once we get rolling here in December. So the time starts to squeeze down, and the people just don't come. I don't know why, because the fishing is still there, and it's still really good. But look at that amount of fish out on the Cortez and the Tanner, like John was talking about earlier. The volume out there is absolutely insane. Everybody I know that's going out there is just calling me up going, Hansen, you can't even believe the volume here. It's like we haven't ever seen before, the amount of fish, from 20-pound fish to 400-pound fish. And like John said, how cool is it to be running a long-range boat and get to throw the anchor down on a day and a half or a 2-day trip, and you can catch everything, bluefin, yellowtail, rockfish, calico bass, white sea bass. Everything lives on the Tanner and the Cortez. It's amazing, the fishery out there on the Cortez. And we got some spectacular weather up until Friday. This whole week, it's flat calm. And then Friday, we're going to get a little bit of a blow, and then it looks like it's going to go right back into beautifulness. So that'll just help, because the water will probably get too hot this week, and then we'll have a little blow, cool it down a little bit. And the fish will just keep biting, and everything will be perfect. And then, like Willie said, along the coast, bass fishing's phenomenal. Benny Florentino just told you calico bass fishing's great. No one's really doing it. Everybody wants to catch a giant bluefin. So that leaves all this calico bass for guys like myself and Benny and Brian Woolley. But there is really no reason to not go fishing. Then you look at what Booger did on the San Diego again yesterday. My goodness. It just keeps rolling along. Yellowfin, skipjack, Dorado, yellowtail in the November 1st, and everything's still biting. Come on, guys. You got to go fishing.
Got to go fishing. And, of course, fishdope.com's had all the information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, a must-have for your private boat, fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Oh, well, you had a caller also that was asking about Cabo. Pete, the water right now in Cabo San Lucas is 87.5 degrees.
Oh,
there's phenomenal Dorado fishing. I mean, it is so good. You clear the corner, you get out at the rock, and you just throw some ballyhoos in the water, and you don't have to go very far. It's phenomenal Dorado fishing. And there's lots of marlin stretched all the way up to mag. So this guy's coming down right at the right time in December.
Yeah.
So, guys, you can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check out all the videos, how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for. Make sure you're a member of Fish Dope. The two of Fish Dope and your saltwater guy work together, and we make sure that you have a great day on your private boat out on the water. Thanks for letting me share today, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Great job. Great report, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Hey, that report, again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks. They have been the go-to hook for this season. The Gamakatsu regular Nautilus is so great for that stealth-type fishing when you want a relatively light wire and a small hook for your bait to swim, but strong enough to get the job done. I love that hook. And with all this big fish around, you know, 100 pounds plus when you got to be fly lining, but be prepared in case a 170 eats your bait, that Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. There's so many good offerings from Gamakatsu. They have got you covered. Pick the right size, ringed or non-ringed, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at selected tackle stores.
Indeed. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it,
very
man.
Patient callers. They all want to go fishing on the island.
No doubt. Vinny in Carlsbad's up next. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Great. Morning.
I had a question. Good. I had a question for John. So I heard an earlier caller. He said that there was one person per room. Is that like all state rooms, or how's that work?
No. So we're not one person per room. We have some rooms that are two. There's a couple that are three, and then some that are four. So I think what we carry 31 people, and the boat's got 12 state rooms. So yeah, I mean, if we're not full, you might get your own room to yourself. Yeah. But typically, it's anywhere from 2 to 4 people per room.
That guy Cliff goes with his two sons, so I think the three
right.
of them just get a three-person cabin and do it up is what I think was he was talking.
That's
about.
That's what, yeah. And if you wanted to charter the Islander, 12 passengers, then everybody would get their own stateroom, right?
We have several of those.
Do you?
That this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going out, if there's two of you, if there's three of you in your group, you can call when you make your reservation. Just reserve a two or three
person
room, and you can just have your entire group in one room.
There you go.
That's cool.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. Talk to Carl. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, Carl? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got two questions, and they're on the sinker fishing. Your torpedo weight, how high above the sardine do you tie it, and can you use an egg sinker instead of a torpedo weight?
So we usually, you know, if you have your hook, you know, clipped on your reel, like when it's in the rod holder, we usually put the sinker right at about the rod tip.
Okay.
So what, you know, usually that's about 6 feet or something like that. So yeah, about that far above, you know, so you can wind it in and put your rod away and not have to take your sinker off every time. And as far as torpedo versus egg, You know, I think the torpedo sinker, you know, when it's tied off tight on the top of the line, it makes a good presentation, because if you can imagine that going down, the bait, you know, if it's a nose hook bait, is kind of trailing it, and it looks like it's swimming down. I think sliding sinker, if you had a way to stop it a little bit up the line, you could get the same effect. But I think that torpedo sinker is
easy to rubber band on.
It's really easy to rubber band on. You can clip it off real quick. It's just a fast and versatile way to switch up your rig. So I think the torpedo sinker with a rubber band is the way to go.
And we're often using a relatively heavy sinker. You know, it's oftentimes 6 ounces, even
really?
8 ounces,
wow.
Things like that. And if you wanted to use a slider that was that large, that would just worry me having that much lead sliding down to the hook when everything came tight, you know. And once you're fighting the fish, I don't think it's going to go much of anywhere. But just, you know, the sinker separates from the bait as the two are sinking. And if everything came tight, I would just be somewhat fearful of it. You know, you got an 8 ounce sinker banging into that hook. I'd just be relatively fearful of that too.
So when you rubber band a sinker on and you get a bite, is that sinker, because of the tension on the line, going to fall off, or is it just stay
there? No, typically it stays on.
It stays
and
on
the cool thing is it comes up and you're winding up. If it slides a little bit up the line, we just clip it off of the pair of dykes. It's versatile, and it's a real quick way to add a sinker to your line.
So that's the way to go. And thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And follow up on that same question from Al, a text question from Al Perry. He had the opportunity to go on a 3-day on the Islander Charter. They had a great time. And he says, recommending to rig the sinker rig, what pound test, mono, fluorocarbon, and we already covered the size of the sinker. So what pound test, if you're fishing the sinker rig, what pound test you fish?
Yeah, you would want to go a little bit heavier. Like, we're not putting a sinker set up on 25 or 30 pound. I would say, you know, 60 pound.
Minimum?
Yeah, I mean, you could go 50 pound. We put it on 40 pound setups. But when you're fishing with that sinker rig, typically you're getting your bait down deep, and it you know, it's kind of like that flat fall thing. You can hook a fish with a flat fall with 100 pound, no problem. It line size becomes less of an issue when you're fishing down there deeper like that.
When you're fly lining, you need your gear to be relatively light, because you want your bait swimming away from the boat and the bait looking as good as possible. So a smaller hook and lighter line just allows that bait to swim and look more natural and get away from the boat. But with the sinker rig, the sinker's doing all that work. It's lesser light. It's down deep. The sinker's pulling the bait down there. You don't need that bait to be super light line, super teeny hook. Like, you can get away with heavier line, bigger hooks, bigger barbs, and like all of those things equate to such a higher success rate. You know, I mean, it is exponentially better off from your fish, you know, getting a bite and landing a fish on bigger hooks and heavier line. I mean, not like single fold, but 4 or 5 times better. You know, the number of fish that hit the deck with a 4-0 and 60 pound are 10 times greater than a number 2 and 30 pound.
Yes.
It's just such a, you can make so many more mistakes with heavy line and a big hook and not pay the price for it.
Because you're not fly lining anymore. You're not having to worry about the bait being natural.
Totally.
Because you're sinking it down with a 6 or 8 ounce sinker,
right?
Yeah. Good questions, though.
Yeah,
very
great.
Good. Yeah,
totally.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
How about Armand calling us from Long Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a tackle question. I think that kind of goes off what you guys are talking about. So when you're fishing your Talica 20, I just looked it up. The max drag pressure is 45 pounds. I'm just curious why I go up in line size to something like 80 or 100 pound when the max drag pressure is something like 45.
Well, max drag pressure is relative too, and 45 pounds is more drag pressure than one would ever be able to just comfortably hang on to. You know, the amount of drag pressure that you're fishing is considerably less than that. You know, you don't fish 80 pounds of drag on 80 pound line, you know. So the amount of drag pressure that one would fish most commonly is going to be somewhere in the 20 pound range, you know, 20, maybe as high as 30 pounds. But
and
yeah,
even that's heavy drag, right, John?
Yeah, if you set your drag for 30 pounds and then grab the line and try to pull it off, like, good luck.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, real manufacturers sometimes, and I'm not saying that's the case in this reel, but like, they sometimes use drag pressure as like a buzzword to help sell the reel. You know, this bass reel makes 32 pounds of drag. I mean, it's a thing that's listed to help, you know, make a flashy thing where you buy. You would just never use close to that amount of drag pressure in that scenario. The reason for heavy line is just all of the other things that happen. You know, we're fishing. You're fishing with 30 guys, and tangles happen, and chafe happens, and running around the anchor line happens, and getting entangled with the guy next to you happened. And heavier line allows you to weather all of those storms and not the fish not go away. It's not necessarily you pulling harder. It's not always you applying more drag pressure. It's just allowing so many mistakes to happen, and the fish still come aboard.
Yeah, and John, recommended drag pressure. Let's say you're fishing 80. Is it 10% or 20%?
Yeah, you know, I'll be totally honest. As far as the numbers go, we usually do all of that by hand.
Yeah.
You know, in the low 20s, I would think, or mid 20s, if you're fishing 80 pound. I mean, if you take a rod with 80 pound line on it, and you put it at 45 pounds of pressure, something will give. Either you're going over the side, your rod's going over
right.
the side, the hook's going to break. Like you. It's catch a 150 pounder. It's not.
There's just no way.
Yeah. You're not. You're,
they
not
have to
work.
Be able to go somewhere.
And like John says, I mean, most everybody, your best move always is just set your drag where you think it is, and then just flag John down. Flag a crew member. Have Peter like just hey man, pulling this real fast. I'm fishing 80 pound. Does this feel right to you? And it will. And then I would think whenever you assume something is right for that drag, if you scaled it, I bet that number would surprise you every time. You know, people think that, you know, I'm going to fish 30 pounds of drag. 30 pounds of drag is so much when you try to pull that line off of the reel. It is a crazy amount.
And I
will say this year, it seems like this year more than in the past, we've had a lot of fish break off, you know, right after they get bitten, and it's usually drag related. So I could stress one thing. It's make sure that your drag is set before you ever put a bait in the water, because once you get a bite, you know, that's not the time to try to figure it out. And I, for whatever reason, have seen that quite a bit this year, maybe because we're catching so many bigger fish. But, you know, for the guys that have been working on boats and doing it for a while, they can put your rod in gear, and they can use their hand, and they can tell you right away if your drag is good or if it's not. So if you have questions about that while you're fishing, I would definitely have someone take a look at it before you get a bite, because you could work all day at getting that one bite, and then 3 seconds after getting bit, it pops off because your drag wasn't set properly. It's something that's avoidable.
And it will just take 1 second for a crew member to just pull it off. I mean, that's just one of those things.
And check it every day. You're on a multi-day trip. It changes with the weather and stuff. Yeah, check it
daily. It changes all the time. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
Good call. All right. Hey, we're going to, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with knives, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having a great time here this morning talking fishing on the island. It's been a great show. It's got me so fired up to go bluefin fishing.
Yeah, are you ready? How about calico fishing, man? Everything. Here in Benny's report and all of this stuff.
This is
so good. Indeed. Hey, want to thank Accurate Jack, our buddy Jack Nielsen, for listening, as he always does. Thanks, Jack, for all you do. But he mentioned if you're going to Cabo, Minerva's is a great source. They have a couple of boats that they charter out of there, and Minerva's a great lady. So check those out for sure. Yeah, there's a good question about shark trips on the Islander from Rich P. in San Pedro, or Pedro, whatever.
It's Pedro. Pedro, yes. Not Pedro.
how'd you get started with shark trips? And tell us, can somebody from San Diego book those, or are they all charters, or how do they do it?
No, they're all open trips. If you go to islander-charters.com, we've got a full schedule, and most of them are all open trips. We started those like 15 years ago. 15 years ago, you didn't need a Guadalupe Island permit to fish or anything. And back in its heyday, we would be out there. There'd be 20 boats fishing there. You know, a lot of boats that are like just traditional 1.5-day boats, they used to fish out there. There was a ton of us. It wasn't just the long-range fleet. And obviously, with that many boats fishing, it spread the loads out quite a bit, and prices got real low, et cetera, et cetera. And there was one other boat that was doing shark diving trips, and we figured at that point, hey, you know, we can still make a living out here at this island and not be competing with 50 other boats dropping prices to get people on board. So that's when we started doing it. We built the cages, we built the air system, and we, you know, struggled for a couple years trying to get the word out, but now it's a big part of our business.
Yeah. And how do they work? Are they 5-day trips?
Yeah, they're 5-day trips.
You get 3 days of fishing at the island, or 3 days of diving at the island?
Yeah. Three days. It's actually like 2 3/4 days of diving. All the trips start here in at Fisherman's Landing. You board the boat. We go check in just like a fishing trip would. And then it's 3 days out at the island, and we come back and do the same thing in reverse. And it includes everything. You don't need to be scuba certified. We'll take care of your wetsuit. You just let us know what you need once you sign up. And you pretty much show up.
Wow.
So you could show up never having seen the ocean before, which we've had several times.
No kidding. And I got to tell you, I've done it. It is an amazing experience to do once. For anybody that loves the water, wildlife, it's phenomenal seeing these sharks, right?
It is. It is the best place on the planet, hands down, to go see great white sharks. South Africa, Australia, those were all big go-to places. Guadalupe Island blows them out of the water. That's why we're doing so much film work, with U.S. companies and foreign companies, because it's the best place in the world. The water is warm. The visibility is phenomenal. Conditions are just
perfect.
Perfect for what we're doing.
You're touching distance from these amazing critters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not allowed to touch them, but you can if...
No, you could be 3 feet away from half a dozen sharks that are 12 to 17 feet long.
Yeah. And are you safe in the cages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not trying to hang out of them. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. No, we've never had any type of injury, knock on on wood, but... It's a safe activity. It's really safe activity.
I just remember when I did it, and I did it when the searcher was doing some trips, that these critters, these giant, beautiful creatures come by, and they just almost kind of like sense that you're just checking them out, right? They're not aggressive, unless you put some food in front of them, right?
Right.
But they just cruise by and just check you out, right?
Yeah, it's not... Yeah, not an aggressive environment, and that's not what we're trying to create. You know, it's just a way to observe, and it's... Yeah, as far as seeing big animals in their environment, I don't think that it gets any better.
No, that's cool. I want to do that.
No, it's something I would highly recommend. How much is a trip like that?
Well, next year, it's about $3,600, $3,500. Okay. We were sold out, obviously, this year. And next year, it's just something happened in the last couple of years where the word is really getting out to the point where, you know, we could probably do this for another couple of months. But it's... It's becoming more and more popular. People are figuring out that this is, you know, if you're into sharks, this
is
the place to
thing.
Go, and it's pretty close to home. And
but that includes everything, your gear, your food, everything, and how many people on the boat?
We only take 16 on these trips.
Oh, so super limited loads.
Yeah,
so
it includes everything, beer, wine, water, food, wetsuits, park entrance fees, everything is included.
Wow.
The way you do it. Like, that's how Islander's always been.
Yeah.
No nickel and diming on any trip. Like, you pay your price, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah. Book one of those trips. You want to treat?
That's cool, man. I think we're going to do that.
Do it, for sure. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed solid. How about next up, we talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Now, you got to be loving being home this month with these smaller trips, you know.
Indeed.
When it goes back, what trips are you really missing? The shark trips? The 3 days, 5 days, it's got to be pretty sweet, you know. And then on that dropper loop thing, I haven't had too much success with that. I'm thinking maybe they're not rotating down the rail fast enough, or they're not all using the same weight with the rubber band. But I seem to get twisted up a bunch. What do you think is happening there?
So I think what you're saying is you've got the whole boat fishing with a dropper loop set up, or... You know, it is important to just, if you've got everybody fishing that way, to really stay on top of your line and ideally have everybody using a similar weight size, you know, so that you're not going down at varying speeds and depths and angles and everything. As far as getting twisted up a lot, you know, the rubber band setup, I think, helps you avoid a lot of that. You said you were using a dropper loop, so if you've got the line, you know, with a dropper loop knot and a weight hanging off the side of it, if you're fishing real deep, I could see that getting twisted up quite a bit.
And maybe slow yourself down a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Maybe if that's happening, maybe just instead of just straight free falling down a few hundred feet, just kind of control your descent a little bit, probably maybe help you from twisting up a little.
Yeah, you kind of fish that sinker rig like it's a fly line bait, you know, not just full speed, here we go, but you kind of play it out like it's a fly line bait.
Swim it down, and then I know a lot of guys would get bites with that rig on the line back up to the boat, you know, where you're just swimming your sardine along attached via the sinker.
Yeah. Yeah, it still presents pretty well coming in, too.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A good text from Al, and he's asking about longer top shots or monofilament, fluorocarbon, fishing these bigger bluefin. What do you recommend? I mean, short fluorocarbon top shot, longer top shot with mono and then fluorocarbon on top. What's best on the Islander?
You know, I think everybody's got their own opinion on that. Personally, I like a little bit of monofilament. With a fluorocarbon top shot on the end of that, there's just a little bit more stretch when you're dealing with some of these bigger fish. I don't know. I think you could probably argue all the different scenarios. You know, as far as that real short fluorocarbon top shot with Spectra, that can be super effective. You know, but it's not for everybody. I mean, you can definitely get involved in some really gnarly Spectra tangles if you're doing that. I think if you're a little bit more experienced, then that's a pretty good way to go. But fishing with straight Spectra like that is, you know, not necessarily for everybody.
It's advanced.
Yeah. I, this year with this bluefin fishing, well, every year, we get some really insane Spectra tangles. You know, from guys, I mean, that line is... it's so easy to feel what's going on that sometimes what you think is your bait swimming is not your bait swimming at all. And we have guys in the back of the boat, and they've got, you know, 50 feet of spectra tangled up on the bow, and they're not even aware of it. So it's really critical if you're going to fish with that much spectra that you're really in tune with what's going on with your bait. A lot of guys just, it seems like they skip right to that, you know, most advanced setup for fishing, and it doesn't always work out as well.
Yeah. All right.
Well said.
Good question.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Well done. Todd from TB Metal Arts had a question. He said, I don't think the phone lines are working. Well, let me explain. They're all full. And when they're full, it'll just keep ringing or go into the queue, right?
Yeah.
At the fan. So so it's not that they're not working. They are working.
Yeah, they ring for a period of time, and then the ring just completely goes away. So you're just listening in a kind of in silence.
Right, right.
And then,
but
you know,
they've been...
But
yeah.
That basically is just putting you into position, and then as a phone line opens up, you get fired into that spot once you're in that queue. So when you're in the queue, you don't hear anything. It's just it rings for a period of time, and then there's just the ring just goes away. But by no means are you being ignored. The boys are going to get you as soon as the opportunity presents itself.
Yep.
The lines
Dave's,
have just
Dave's
been full.
Standing by.
Yeah, the line has been full all morning long.
But he had a question about the kayak trips, which, by the way, we have our Let's Talk Hookup Fastlane kayak trip scheduled for the end of June next year. I haven't posted it on our website yet, but it will be posted here very shortly. What about those kayak trips? Super popular. Most of them are 2.5 day, is that right? And then ours is a day and a half?
Yeah, so all the other ones we're doing are 2.5 days. They're booked through Fish Village. You can look
Fish
them up on the internet. Yeah, they do kayak
trips. So not
trips
through all. Islander Trip.
No, but if you get in touch with us, we can get you in touch with them. But yeah, Fish Village charters all those trips and then puts them all together.
Okay.
And yeah, they're great trips, man. 2.5 days.
So much fun.
Yeah, 2 full days at the island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get to fish pretty much the entire island, you know, with a good weather window on 2.5 days.
Yeah. And if you want to go on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, as soon as I post it, you'll be able to book it right on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. I'll try and post it up there this week if you want to get on it, because it's super popular, sells out every time. Ron Lane always comes along, and we always have a really good
time. That sounds like a fun trip.
And he'll even maybe rent you a kayak, too, to one of those Fastlane Hobie kayaks to get on there. But our trip's the end of June this year, day and a half trip. You get a full day at the island, and I'm telling you, I can't wait. I go every year, and I just I make sure I schedule it when I'm in town. I don't want to miss that trip.
Yeah,
they're
cool.
Super fun. But again, if you want to, just contact the Islander, and they'll direct you to the right place.
Yeah, come to our website, shoot us an email, or give us a call. Yeah, 2 years ago, right? That wasn't your trip. But yeah, we had, 6 or 8 of those guys on kayaks all hooked up to 150 pound or bigger bluefin.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Did you land any of them?
You're kidding me.
We landed a couple from the boat, but they never got one from the kayak. We had one guy get towed 3 miles off the island. We had to follow him.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So rad.
Yeah,
fun stuff.
Big foamers erupted, and these guys started paddling out there, and sure enough, they have a bunch of them got bites.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Hey, Steve from Dana Landing's on the line. Good morning, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
What's happening over at Dana Landing?
Some beautiful weather today. Things are hopping. You know,
fishing,
like you guys have been talking about. So everyone's busy. All good. So, hey, I wanted to just call in because I heard you talking about the shark diving down in Guadalupe, and to give you an idea of how good it is. And again, I don't know anything about it. A couple years ago, did a long family trip down in South Africa. We did the shark diving down in False Bay, which I thought was like the epic place for you know, great white shark diving and everything. Went through the whole process and talking to the guys on the boat and everything. They are just like, Guadalupe is the motherland for shark diving. And, you know, they started talking about it, and they were talking about the Boba Islander. And I'm like, I know those guys. I know John. And they were like, not in awe, but they were like, just, it is, to just give you an idea, the size of this planet and how far away that was, and out of any place in the world, they talked about shark diving, Guadalupe was it, and 100% top-of-the-line boat was the Islander. And I'm like, I've fished that boat. I know those guys.
That's cool.
That kind of accolades
in Africa.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, it's cold water down there, right, and murky and stuff like that?
It's freezing cold.
Yeah,
super cold. And the shark diving there is literally... they kind of dunk you off the side of the boat, like, you know, like you're not, you know, it's nothing like you guys do here. And again, I don't know much about it, but just like you said, you know, hear about it from the other side of the world. It's pretty
cool.
Incredible.
That's a rad story.
You'll have to try it here. You have to take Ben on one of those trips.
Yeah, for give sure. me a call.
Worry about keeping the arms in with that kid, but.
Hey, Steve, I know Impulse has been doing some trips. You guys going out the Cortez catching these big bluefin?
Maddie just pulled up to the dock a little while ago. They're cleaning the boats. I don't know how big they were, but they had four big ones, so I'm sure they're, you know, in that 200 range that all guys have had. I don't know. So, but he was – same type of thing every guy's been saying. He said just the amount of fish, great weather, you know. I mean, it's spectacular right now. It's basically what you guys have been saying.
So
you have
cool.
some dates available if people want to charter the Impulse?
We definitely have some dates, but I'll tell you, for November, you got to pick some dates. I mean, like, I think weekends are mostly gone. Towards the end of the month, it obviously opens up for that type of stuff. But like everyone, you know, there are dates available, but not wide open. So you can just give us a shout. We are having some issues with our calendar on the website there, but, you know, give us a shout. We'll get you styled out.
Sounds great. How do we get a hold of you?
Easy as 619-226-2929.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, Steve. Nice to hear from you.
That's good.
Great
that's
talking to you.
All right. That's a good call, man. That's pretty cool to be talking about the Islander. Like, while on a shark trip in Africa, it's like, oh, man, you think this is cool. Yeah. You need to get on that
get
Islander.
Get on the Islander. You got it right in your backyard,
yeah, that's pretty
right?
cool.
Yeah, that's
well, the
awesome.
Phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to John. Let's talk to Bobby. He's calling us from San Clemente this morning. What's up, Bobby?
Good morning, guys. Great show. Captain John, I'm going to book a trip with two of my children next Friday. So if you were to step out the door Saturday morning, what would be your number one setup that you would utilize?
If I was limited to one fishing pole, I would probably step out the door with 40 pound. You know, the good thing about Fisherman's Landing here also, though, is that they have fantastic rental gear. You know, and sometimes during the summer we're going out and there's a chance of catching a bigger one, and sometimes it's tough to tell everyone on the boat, hey, you need to run up and rent an 80-pound setup. But
you do right now.
You do. You really do. If you're going to go, I mean, it depends on the age of your kids. You know, if he's a 7-year-old, maybe he's not ready for his own 80-pound rod and winding in a 200-pounder. But this kind of fishing right now, you may never have this opportunity again, so I wouldn't get on the boat unless I was fully set up, and that would include an 80-pound rental rod. And the tackle that they have at Fisherman's Landing is fantastic. It's really good stuff. You know, you don't need to run out and buy your own.
Talikas and it's CalStar Graphiters. So if you have a 40-pound and an 80-pound, you're good.
Yeah, you know, 25 or 30 is also a good setup to have. You know, if you could only bring one fishing pole with you somewhere in the middle. But I would say, you know, catching that 30 and 40-pound bluefin, 30-pound line is a great line size for that. And then, you know, 40, 50, 80 on up to kind of meet everything. This is definitely one of those day-and-a-half trips where you would probably want to have several fishing rods with you, you know.
Yeah, indeed. All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's try and sneak one more in, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Barely made it in. Thanks for taking me. Hey,
yeah, buddy.
You know, listen to all this bluefin talk. I've only caught bluefin on sinker rigs. I caught a few, but there's a flat fall. What is, you know, grinding that heavy reel, would you say is the smallest reel you can use with 80 pound and, what is the technique for that? I just do not have it.
Well, with the flat fly, and Rick can probably give you the names and numbers reel wise, but you definitely want a 2-speed for starters. And as far as line, if I were flat fall fishing, I personally wouldn't fish with anything lighter than 80 pounds. So you want a 2-speed reel that can handle 80 pound with a Spectra backing on it. And there's just no reason to fish anything lighter than that. Line size is not necessarily a factor when you're flat fall fishing, especially in the dark. So you want to go as heavy as you can. As far as technique, the most critical thing is making sure that you get that lure to where the fish are. And whoever's driving the boat, whatever boat you're on, they're going to tell you, hey, we see good sign of these things at 40 fathoms or 60 fathoms or 30 fathoms. And the main thing is to try to get your lure into that zone where the fish is at. You want to have kind of a controlled fall. You don't want to just put it in freeze pool and let it fly. And you know, when you're winding in quickly and steadily. But the main thing is putting it down where the fish are at.
And that's what you guys can tell. Like Ron Lane was saying that they were on the, when he was on the Shogun, they were saying, okay, they're at 60 fathoms, they're at 40 fathoms. You can, guys can let them know where the fish are.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not always easy to know exactly when you let out 40 fathoms, you know, especially with current, you know, you have to account for all that. So a lot of it, there's a little bit of a guessing game, but people are going to start to get bit, or you're going to get a bite. Now you're going to have an idea where you were at in your spool when you got a bite. I mean, best thing to do is put it down too far, because then you're going to pass through that zone where the fish is at.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy is going fishing on the Islander. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner of that CCA calendar and a day and a half trip on board the Islander, Vinny in Carlsbad. Congratulations, Vinny. You are so stoked.
Yeah, indeed.
Fishing the Islander.
Thanks, John, for that donation. A great show, man.
Two hours is awesome.
Never enough to talk about great fishing on the Islander. If somebody wants to climb aboard the Islander, of course, tonight, you're going day and a half and all week long, right?
Yeah, we're online all week. Yeah, just give Fisherman's Landing a call at 619-221-8500 or go to fishermanslanding.com.
And you're going to leave tonight at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, we'll
still
be baited up,
available.
Ready to go at 8 o'clock. Yeah, there were some spots left when we got on this morning.
Yeah, and weather's supposed to be epic again tomorrow.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, this early this week is the time to go. So get on the Islander and get out in there and go fishing, man.
No doubt.
And it's a great boat and a great opportunity, and we sure appreciate you being running such a great operation. And I might also add, shark trips, next year, you do them in the fall, right?
Yeah, we've got our schedule
up.
You
have space available?
We have a little bit of space available.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? So if you want to go, get on it. And that's next fall. Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. Hey, thanks for listening today. Thanks to Dave in the studio. Thanks to Adam, of course, for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Be sure to download the Let's Talk Hookup app for everything Let's Talk Hookup. And we will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, of course, live from Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing right here in San Diego. We're going to have a great show with lots of guests there. And then next Sunday, Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and some special guests along with him next Sunday. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.